Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. So, you know, technology is just changing so quickly. And, you know, we got to give a shout out to our friends at Neogen that's supporting today's podcast, because we're going to really talk about some advances in DNA technology and just like technology in general. And with me today is Dr. Lindsay Cook from Neogen. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
Good to see you. So a little bit of information about our friend, Dr. Lindsay Cook. She is the Market Development Manager for Companion Animal Genomics at Neogen, based in Lincoln, Nebraska. In this role, Lindsay manages current and new business opportunities, including product development for the genomic testing of dogs, cats, and horses, which I love. As a veterinarian, Lindsay is passionate about developing enhanced genomic testing to better understand and manage the heritable risks for common health conditions in animals. This includes educating pet parents and healthcare providers on how to understand and apply genetic risk information to provide personalized veterinary care and the better quality of life for people and their pets. Lindsay is a native of Nebraska, received her DVM through the ISU-UNL professional program in veterinary medicine with the 2 years of study at the University of Nebraska and the second part at Iowa State. Prior to joining in 2015, Dr. Cook spent 3 years in mixed animal practice and was awarded the Iowa State Vet Med Association's Rising Star, an award given to the veterinarians in the first 7 years of their career for their accomplishments in this field. Did I not know that you went to Iowa State? Did we not talk about this?
Go Cyclones.
I'm a Cyclone too.
We have that in common.
Yes. Did I see that you had the I thought you had the Gentle Doctor statue somewhere when we first talked at some point.
Oh, I don't at this point, but you know, that's one of the kind of rites of passage, I feel like, yes, in a successful veterinary career. But so my dad is also an Iowa Stater, and he does have, he's a former SCAVMA president and has a Gentle Doctor. So, oh, you know, gosh, I totally hear where you're coming from.
That's fantastic. Well, we're so glad you're with us. So, you know, talk to me a little bit about your journey into, you know, Neogen and everything. What was that like for you?
Yeah, so it's been a few years in general practice, and really, I think, had an interest from the beginning in kind of the large animal side, and specifically kind of reproduction and going beyond in cattle production and kind of understanding how can you use data and how can that help people be more successful. But I think, you know, there are a lot of opportunities in veterinary medicine, and I think I always knew that there was something more out there for me that was a little different. And so when I came across this opportunity with Neogen, it was really exciting. And I think what pulled me in was looking at where genomics was at kind of in the beef space and even in dairy, and what we were able to learn about animals, and thinking about how do we take that herd mentality and apply it to an individual animal? And what does that mean for a pet? And what does that mean for us as veterinarians? So it's been a fun journey. A lot has changed in the 5 years I've been at Neogen, and it's been great to be part of that ride.
I can't even imagine, because, you know, with DNA testing right now, it's such a hot thing. It really is. What do you think it is? Like, I mean, I kind of know the answer as a veterinarian myself and a practitioner, but like, there's such a huge uptake in it lately. Have you noticed that yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems to me it kind of follows the trends of what we see in the human space, right? So as vets, we kind of, you know, we look at other animals and we look at, you know, like I said, kind of that herd mentality. But I think what we know about genomics really in dogs and cats is kind of driven by good breeding decisions and making better, healthier animals. But it's really also driven by just a curiosity about our family members, which I think has really, you know, driven us to do DNA tests about ourselves too. I know I've done a 23andMe. I don't know if you've done a people DNA test, but, you know, I think we wonder the same things about our animals too.
Yeah. And to the listeners that may not know, tell us a little bit about genomic testing. What does that look like?
Yeah, so in dogs, it's really, you know, it's fairly non-invasive. So we can take a sample as simple as just a cheek swab. So use a bristle brush and get some cheek cells from the inside of the mouth. And then the DNA lives in the nucleus of that cell. So we're able to break down the cell, extract the DNA. And then what we're looking at is actually individual changes. And so we call those SNPs, single nucleotide polymorphisms, or changes within the DNA. So historically, we've been using what they call maybe arrays, our bead chip technology, our really targeted tests to say, you know, within this whole genome of 2.9 billion base pairs, we want to look at these 20 markers or these 100 markers. And with how technology is changing and moving towards sequencing, you know, the cost is going down and we're getting to a point where we can say, let's just look at all of it and see what's there, and or look at all the important stuff. And so I think, you know, this balance of having more data about the health of our animals and combining that with genomics and increased technology is really going to show benefit for both pet parents and then also for veterinarians too.
Yeah, you brought up a great point that talking about like preventive medicine. I mean, I really feel like this is a game changer for when we do talk about preventative medicine. We want to know, we want to be more proactive than reactive when some of these conditions and disease states can happen. What better way than doing it with such a simple swab test and then getting your results, and you can work with your veterinary professional and have a discussion about those things.
Yeah. And I think it's changing, you know, historically, and really when I say historically, like we've only just sequenced the entire dog genome in 2004. So, you know, historically is like not that long ago. But we've been really focused on, or I think commercial options out in the field. And we're, you know, by the way, Neogen is kind of a service provider. And so we've been running a lot of those consumer tests and different types of technology in the background for a long time, since 1998. And we've been really focused on individual markers. So things that veterinarians might be familiar with would be like the MDR1 mutation or different markers for progressive retinal atrophy. So really specific markers, specific outcomes. And I think where we're shifting to is, what are the, you know, numerous markers that influence complex traits? So what different genetic markers underlie traits like obesity or pancreatitis or risk for cancer? So I think that's when it really starts to become even more relevant for the veterinarian, because it really matters for every dog. So it's exciting to see that evolve.
It is exciting. I mean, especially with you as a veterinarian, you understand, you know, these disease states that they're in, and just to have some of these markers that can really give us greater pieces of information for the greater good of the animal for long-term care. I think that's really interesting. From a veterinarian's perspective, what's probably the most common things that they look for or they ask you at Neogen about, like in terms of like testing, like is it cancer markers? Is it the MDR1, you know, receptor? Like what are some things that are common?
Yeah, I think so. We launched an exciting product this last year, which is called Igenity Canine Wellness, and it's specifically for veterinarians. And it really focuses on those complex traits or things that are common in practice and are actionable. And we've had, I think in general, the feedback has been, there's a lot of interest in things that influence nutrition. So I think we're starting to tap into that more. You know, pet nutrition has always been a big business. But I think understanding more about the nutritional needs of dogs, and, you know, it's not news to us, but I think pushing a healthy body weight, which is of course something that we always try to do. But I think if you can back that up with, you know, you need to keep a healthy body weight because your dog is at increased risk for, you know, IVDD or disc disease, or you need to keep a healthy body weight, you know, because that contributes to cancer. So nutrition, number one. And then we also have an interesting test for social behavior. So this isn't necessarily a good dog, bad dog test, but it's really all about, you know, genetically, how prone is that dog to seek out human interaction, which has had a huge interest this year, especially coming out of a pandemic where a bunch of people adopted a dog, you're spending a lot of time at home. And what does that mean for hypersocial dogs that are really attached to their people when they're not home as much? And what's the impact on that, you know, in terms of the dog's health and really longevity with the family? So I would say nutrition, behavior are the top two areas of interest so far.
Yeah. It's interesting. So to our listeners, so Dr. Cook was generous enough to give me the test to do from one of my fur babies. So I have four dachshunds, and I DNA sequenced Clark W. Griswold. This is his name. He's a 2-year-old miniature wire hair dachshund. And it's funny, like we were looking at that poor area of behavior, and I call it the naughtiness. I was like, how naughty are you, Clark? But all kidding aside, though, as a veterinarian, it is nice to have the information, because if you're running around in circles, behaviorally speaking, it lets you know that there is a little bit of, you know, genetic predisposition for these things. So maybe to be a little bit more assertive with a behaviorist, a trainer, versus like, oh, let's just try this, let's try that. Like, you kind of have a little bit more piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, it, you know, it influences that relationship so much. And I think we're, as pets have become more part of the family, you know, and we think of that in our own health too, you know, we're thinking a lot more, and this is a little bit of a stretch, but we think about our health, you know, in terms of those specific markers, but we also think about our mental health. And it's a little bit like that, I think, in dogs too, you know, it's getting to the root of, you know, it's influenced by environment, but you know, what do they really have genetically that's kind of influencing their personality? And so I think we're starting to think more about that with our pets as well as part of the family. So yeah, it's great insight to have.
It's fantastic insight. And I think also it really does give good insight for if you decide to have pet insurance. And I'm sure you see this too, because I had a conversation with a pet parent that had this, and you know, it came up with having a condition, and she said to me, do you think I should get pet insurance? I said, yeah, absolutely, get it. Do you find that too? Yeah. Do you find that's like helps leverage a conversation for things like pet insurance?
I think it absolutely can, because you're aware of things that could cost, you know, have some incurred costs later in the dog's life. And so it can be a good reason to get pet insurance. It can also be, I think, for both the pet parents and veterinarians listening in, I think tests like this are kind of changing the game a little bit for pet insurance companies in terms of, you know, previously when we had really more of a diagnostic test, that influenced pet insurance in a different way as a predisposing condition. So I think that we'll see some of that evolve, but it would be good if you're doing a test, make sure you reach out to the pet insurance company that you're looking into, so you get that timing right on making sure that those, you know, conditions that you might find, whatever you find out about your dog, would be covered, or make sure you look into all those details. Because I think we're still kind of learning as we go, and we're learning what that information means. You know, what action can we take to really, you know, make sure that those things and those costs are minimized as the dog goes through life. But absolutely, it can be linked to pet insurance.
Yeah. And also to the listeners, can you differentiate and tell us a little bit about if I had a mixed breed rescue dog, for instance, and I sent it to Neogen, and I want to know what the dog's made up of. What's the difference between that versus like the genetic or genomic sequencing?
Gotcha. Okay. So if you're looking for breed identification, we actually have partners that we work with kind of as a service provider. So if you order a test through Wisdom Panel, your sample actually comes to Neogen. We run the data, but Wisdom Panel is kind of delivering that to pet parents. And so we've been a partner with those guys for a long time, since 2007, I guess, thinking back. Wow. That test has been around for a while. But if you look at kind of the wellness tests we're doing for veterinarians, it's the differentiating factor is really focusing on kind of those clinically actionable health conditions. And so we're still today, technology-wise, we're still looking at individual specific markers for those. With some conditions, you know, multiple markers, like with social behavior, we look at a few. With bleeding disorders, we're looking at multiple different markers. I think as technology goes on, you're going to see actual sequencing. So what I mean by that is, you know, high density, really looking at kind of the whole genome in aggregate. I think you'll see that type of technology used more in the future.
Yeah, that's really incredible. It really is. It's nice to have like these added, you know, services. You know, so back to Clark as an example too, because when it came up, he did have, I might be saying this wrong, like the marker for intervertebral disc disease too. So tell the listeners a little bit about what that would mean.
Yeah. So the marker for intervertebral disc disease. So fun fact, there's actually two different markers genetically that results in chondrodystrophy. So, you know, dogs like Clark with short legs, long bodies. One of them is associated also with intervertebral disc disease because of some differences in how that bone develops. And so that marker is in the FGF4 retro gene. It was actually just discovered at UC Davis here in 2017, I believe, relatively recently. And with those dogs, when they looked at the study, they looked at a group of dogs that had IVDD and ones that were, you know, fairly far along in life and did not. And what they found was that the dogs with IVDD were over 50 times more likely to have that risk variant. So basically knowing that early in life allows you to really focus on some of those extra precautions, like, you know, maybe having physical activity, but avoiding maybe jumping up and down off of a high surface, using a ramp, you know, to get on the bed, for instance, keeping healthy body weight, and really just taking some of those extra precautions to help minimize that risk later in life.
Yeah, as you can tell, it's not affecting him in the background. I feel like a lunatic right now. But yeah, I really, Dr. Cook, that really does mean a lot, because when I saw that come up, it made me realize, okay, we need to be more proactive with him. Lots of ramps and just being aware of those things. So I think it's so, so important to have those kinds of things. So with what you're doing at Neogen is just so important. What do you love working at a company like that? It's so cool. Oh,
yeah, that's a great question. It's been so much fun. I think, you know, it's just, we're a mid-sized, you know, publicly traded company. We're global. We're global on a genomic side too. So we actually have labs in Canada, Brazil, China, Scotland, and Australia. All but one of those have been added on in the 5 years I've been at Neogen. So it's been so exciting to learn, you know, what does DNA testing mean for dogs and cats and horses in the US, but also what does it mean for people around the globe? And how do you apply genomics in other species as well? So we do, you know, beef cattle, dairy cattle. We also genotype. Aquaculture is a growing space. It's been super cool to understand, you know, what that technology and what that additional insight, you know, means for different people, because there's just so many different ways that can be interpreted and utilized. You know, for sustainability, for healthier animals, for more productive animals. So, you know, in that way, it's really just, I'm so proud to be part of an organization that's really pushing things along in that way.
Yeah. Or I'm so glad you're doing that. And I like for our listeners to hear those things, because they're so different, you know, being a veterinarian, there's so many different things that we can go and do and achieve. So I just wanted them to hear your story, because it's just so nice that it can resonate with somebody else that's looking for maybe a possible career change and all those different things out there. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. I preface things with, I am not a geneticist. I just hang out with a lot of really smart people, but it is, I mean, being a veterinarian is so versatile. You know, you can always, you can pick up a lot. And in the technology space, if you hang around for long enough, you know, eventually it's going to change anyway. So you just hang out for a while and learn as you go.
That's wonderful. So where can we find more information about you and Neogen?
Yeah, so you can find me on LinkedIn is probably the best way to get in touch. You can head over, Neogen's company page is super easy. It's just neogen.com. And then you can find more information specifically about our product for veterinarians, Igenity Canine Wellness. And I can link that in the podcast notes.
Oh, excellent. That's great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Cook, for being on the show. This was fantastic.
It's been great chatting with you today.
Yeah, and thank you for all that you're doing. And give my love to the folks at Neogen. You know, I love them so much. They're great.
Absolutely. I'll pass it along.
Thank you. And thank you to our friends for tuning in. Thank you for all your hard work. Please stay safe out there and stay pawsome. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.